You blame the West, not him. You said, I'll just read it to you and then you can react, that on a tweet, it was a consequence of EU and NATO expansion. Is that a judgment you stand by?
Right. I'll tell you what you don't know. I stood up in the European Parliament in 2014 and I said, and I quote, there will be a war in Ukraine. Why did I say that? It was obvious to me that the ever eastward expansion of NATO and the European Union was giving this man a reason to his Russian people to say they're coming for us again and to go to war.
But you were echoing him.
I was, sorry?
You were echoing him. That's what Putin says.
No. Sorry, I've been saying this actually since the 1990s. Ever since yeah, the
so
fall of the wall. But hang on a second. We've provoked this war. Of course it's his fault. He's used what
we've
done
as an excuse. But we provoked the invasion of Ukraine.
And very interestingly, once again, 10 years ago when I predicted this, by the way, I'm the only person in British politics that predicted what would happen. And of course, everyone said I was a pariah for daring to suggest it. George Robertson, former Labour cabinet minister, who went on to become the Secretary General of NATO, has in the last couple of weeks said the war is a direct result of EU expansion.
And the next speaker will be Honourable Farage, EFDR. 2 minutes.
Amongst the long lists of foreign policy failures and contradictions in the last few years, including, of course, the bombing of Libya, the desire to arm the rebels in Syria, has been the unnecessary provocation of Vladimir Putin. This EU empire, ever seeking to expand, stated its territorial claim on the Ukraine some years ago. Just to make that worse, of course, some NATO members said they too would like the Ukraine to join NATO. We directly encouraged the uprising in the Ukraine that led to the toppling of the President Yanukovych, and that led, of course, in turn to Vladimir Putin reacting. And the moral of the story is if you poke the Russian bear with a stick, don't be surprised when he reacts. Now, just to continue with that, today we are rushing through an association agreement at undue speed with the Ukraine, and as we speak, there are NATO soldiers engaged in military exercises in the Ukraine. Have we taken leave of our senses? Do we actually want to have a war with Putin? Because if we do, we're certainly going about it the right way. Perhaps we ought to recognise that the West now faces the biggest threat and crisis to our way of life that we have seen for over 70 years. The recent beheadings of the British and American hostages graphically illustrates the problem. And of course we have our own citizens from our own countries engaged in that struggle too. In the war against Islamic extremism, Vladimir Putin, whatever we may think of him as a human being, is actually on our side. I suggest we grow up. I suggest we recognise the real threat facing all of our countries, communities and societies. We stop playing war games in the Ukraine and we start to prepare a plan to help countries like Syria, like Iraq, like Kenya, like indeed Nigeria, to try and help them to deal with the real threat that faces us. Let's not go on provoking Putin, whether we like him or not.
Kiitoksia. Mr. Pascu, 30 seconds, please.
Sir, in your considerate opinion, what is better, to have Russian soldiers fighting a war on the territory of Ukraine or NATO troops exercising as a response to that on the territory of Ukraine?
Thank you. Mr. Farage, 30 seconds, please.
I think, sir, the point that I was making is that there should be a huge degree of guilt in this House about what provoked all of this in the first place, and we saw Western Ukrainians waving European flags, rioting, setting fire to things, and effectively staging a coup d'etat which brought down the Ukrainian president, which has led to this instability. Yes, you are the guilty people, and you refuse to accept it.